Good morning, everyone. It's time to get in the zone with Bartow Sports Zone, your source for local coach interviews and local sports news information and local sports talk. I'm your host, Charles Wilson. I'll be joined today by members of the Bartow Sports Zone Benchwarmers. They'll join us a little bit later on. We have a big show for you today with three guests lined up. First, we'll visit with Kyle Sandy of sandyspill.com. He will catch us up on all the GHSA state basketball action from the last two rounds and preview this weekend's Final Fours. Next, we'll spend some time with Matt Thompson, the head baseball coach of the Cass Colonels. And then we'll have a chat with the head coach of the Lady Canes, Charisma Boykin, prior to their Class 5A Final Four matchup later on this afternoon. Then we'll touch on a couple of more of our Mount Rushmore sports topics. So we hope you'll stick around for the next couple of hours. We are so glad you've joined us, and we remind you that you can always find us online at bartowsportszone.com. That's where you get your daily dose of local sports news and updates. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Bartow Sports Zone, and our free podcast downloads are available wherever you download your podcast. Just search for Bartow Sports Zone Podcast. We're brought to you by Elite Stone Supply, Derek Strange of Edward Jones Investments, St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station, and Three Way Campers. So let's jump right in and welcome in the opening guest of the morning, our GHSA statewide high school basketball analyst from sandyspill.com, Mr. Kyle Sandy. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Charles. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, thank you. On a strange weather day, really chilly. We got some rain overnight, and looks like it's going to kind of be basketball weather all day today. A little chilly out there.
Perfect. Can't wait to drive to Milledgeville in all this cold weather and rain.
Good deal. Well, you kind of jumped the gun for me there, and we'll find out where you're going to be. But welcome back to the Zone and Bartow Sports Zone on WBHF. You're back for the second of three state tournament installments with us. Tell us we know where you're going today, but tell us where you were earlier this week for the state quarterfinals. What did you see?
Yes, sir. I had to go to Maynard Jackson to check things out in Class 5A on the girls' side. Maynard Jackson was ranked number two in the state. They played Union Grove, who we had ranked number one in the state. And boy, oh boy. I'm sure we'll talk about Maynard Jackson in a little bit, but they were pretty impressive. They beat Union Grove 80-55. They put up 31 points in the first quarter and just raced away from Union Grove. So that turned into a blowout. That's a really scary, talented team. And then I saw some boys action in the Elite Eight round. I went to Athens Academy. I saw their great season come to an end at the hands of Toombs County, a 67-41 winner. Toombs County has a kid named Dominic Eason. If you have not seen the highlights on him, you need to go check them out. He is probably the most explosive athlete in the state of Georgia, the most exciting player to watch with all the slam dunks he's able to get. They were just too big, too athletic, and they hit 10 threes against Athens Academy, and that's usually a recipe for success. So I got to see Toombs County in Class 2A take down Athens Academy.
Yeah, back to that Union Grove Jackson Atlanta contest. That was number one against number two. And between the two clubs, I guess that was a 40-2 overall record for those two teams combined.
And that was a game that came down to the pace of play. If you listen to the Spielman Dealing podcast, they said if this game's played in the 30s or 40s, I think it leans towards Union Grove because they're a strong defensive team. But if this game turns into a track meet and it's up and down in 60s, 70s and above, it's Maynard Jackson's ball game. And Maynard Jackson hit a three to open, and they raced out quick. And they have just so much speed and so many talented players that can score the ball. They are a handful in Class 5A.
Yeah, we'll talk more about them as the morning progresses. But a 31-point first quarter, that's hard to do against the air, Kyle.
It was just unbelievable. They did not miss many shots at all. They just don't have a ton of weaknesses offensively. So Cartersville is going to have to really concoct something special with that game plan.
Well, remind us again how we can reach all your high school basketball content, and let's go ahead and promote your upcoming March showcase.
Yes, so sandyspiel.com is where you can find all this information. I've been collecting all the brackets, all the scores from across the state, trying to get those onto the website in real time to update things as soon as possible. So Sandy Spiel will have the All-State honors at the end of the season. You see all the All-Region selections we've been able to collect as well. So just everything you want to know, even the coaches carousel with some jobs opening. I know there is a job opening in Bartow County that I just heard about yesterday, but you can find all that information on sandyspiel.com and, of course, on Twitter or X, KyleSandy355. And if you're interested in participating in the Sandy Spiel Spring Showcase, March 17th at Gainesville High School, an individual player camp for both boys and girls. Girls go at 10 a.m., boys go at 4 p.m. Just an opportunity to break down into skills and drills and break into gameplay. Inviting college coaches to be there as well. Hopefully, we have a nice handful to evaluate this talent, and we'll have videographers, photographers, and of course, media members such as myself. Sandy Spiel Spring Showcase, March 15th is the deadline to register for that event. And of course, more information available on Twitter at KyleSandy355 and on our website, sandyspiel.com.
Well, Kyle, we've kind of teased a little bit about Jackson Atlanta, the Cartersville opponent, but very quickly, we got about a minute here before we have to take a commercial break. We only had one of our local teams to advance thus far. They got through the first three rounds, the Cartersville Lady Canes. They've kind of been the road warrior Lady Canes, winning at Jefferson and at Harris County. That was your number three and your number 10 team. So 30 seconds here. They've really done a good job.
Yes, they've gotten hot again. Cartersville is a team I had ranked fairly high in the preseason top 10, played a tough non-region schedule, took some losses, but they're rolling now. They hit some threes against Jefferson and held on 66-64. Ansley Griffin went for 29 points. And then against Harris County, back and forth game, a 47-46 win. Kath Bradley coming up big, the Huntington College commit with 18 points and 9 rebounds.
He's Kyle Sandy. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Keep your property in top-notch shape this season with a new Husqvarna mower from Elite Stone Supply. With all your residential and commercial mower needs, Elite has zero turn and riding models in all price levels. Check out the robotic mowers too. Come explore all the Husqvarna mower options at Elite Stone Supply. Across from Racetrack at 9 Baker Road, just north of Cartersville on US 41. Call 770-387-3007 on Facebook and online at EliteStoneSupply.net.
Whether you love them or can't stand them, surprises are part of life. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you get ready for whatever life throws your way. He'll work with you to meet your changing needs and to help you end up where you want to be. And while there's never a good time to experience unexpected costs, Derek can help make them feel a little less unexpected. For an appointment, call Derek Strange at 770-386-4545. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Good morning, friends. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone on WBHF. We're visiting with Kyle Sandy, our statewide high school basketball analyst. And Kyle, we want to give you plenty of time now that we're down to the final four in each of our classifications. We want to hear some of your breakdown on some of the matchups and the players to watch in those games, if you will. Let's start with the girls' semifinals and tell us a little bit about what we can expect to see.
Yeah, there's going to be some good matchups. We'll start in Class 7A. Cherokee plays North Paulding. North Paulding actually beat Cherokee by a few points earlier in this season, and this is as far as North Paulding's ever gone. They were able to top Buford in the last round in overtime, so that was a really big win for them. North Paulding's really big. They got a lot of athleticism with Ava Andrews in the front court, and they're likely going to see Grayson's, who everyone thinks that's a top 10 team nationally. Grayson's undefeated. They will be playing Lowndes, but Lowndes has been tough. They have had home court advantage these past two rounds, and they were able to top Carrollton by 1 point, and they came back after a 19-5 deficit against Milton and got the victory. But Grayson is one of the very best teams in the entire state. So that's a good group to watch if you're looking for elite girls basketball. And I'll just touch on a couple other interesting matchups all throughout Dispersity's classifications. Class 6A, you have North Forsyth. I think sometimes people forget that they're undefeated at 30-0 overall. They're going to be playing a veterans team with a really good player in Gabby Minus, who's about 6'1", a sophomore that has some Division I offers. The matchup between her and London Weaver will be fun to watch because London Weaver, best player for North Forsyth, had a big game in the Elite Eight round. She's got multiple D1 offers as well, a tall lefty that can really shoot the ball. Then you see River Ridge plays Marist. Marist, of course, has Kate Harpering, daughter of Matt Harpering. She's a five-star prospect, averages probably 25-plus points per game, really carries that team. They've only lost one game this year, and they're running up against River Ridge, who eliminated them last year in the Elite Eight, a game that I was able to attend. But the rosters look a little bit different with Matea Gale gone for River Ridge, but the Knights have still been one of the very best programs in the state, and this is just going to be a game that comes down to defense, and if River Ridge can slow down Kate Harpering like they somewhat did last year, she scored 23 points or so. But that was one of the tough matchups that River Ridge had to see in the state tournament. And we got to talk about this Maynard-Jackson versus Cartersville matchup. I know that's a lot of people are very curious as to what this game might look like. Maynard plays super fast. They have so many guards that can shoot the three. Talia Cornish is explosive. Kennedy Cooper moved in from Kip Atlanta in the offseason. She's a little sophomore guard that can shoot the three off the dribble. Caden Cornish is Talia's little sister, if I'm not mistaken. She's really good as well, another sophomore. And Shakiria Gresham, her nickname is Cupcake. She plays super hard. She grabs a lot of offensive rebounds and just likes to slash and cut and just make a lot of things happen. She's a high-energy player. That's someone that Cartersville is really going to have to keep an eye on. I think if Cartersville wants to win this game, you're going to have to see it be a truly a team effort with K.K. Arnold, Sinai Camper, Ansley Griffin. They're going to have to control the tempo, play good defense, close out on shooters, but also know you can't just run wildly at these Maynard-Jackson Jaguars because they will blow by you in a heartbeat and get to the basket. And they love to press. They get a lot of live ball turnovers and turn those into easy baskets. If you are Cartersville, you must protect the ball and not turn it over because so many times I have seen Maynard-Jackson just wilt teams by getting steals, using that length to knock balls away, and then they're off to the races. And that's how they really crumbled a great Union Grove team that had only one loss earlier in the season to Hebron. They just turned them over, hit a bunch of threes, and that was it. So I think Cartersville, they have to weather the storm early, get off to a good start. And if they're able to do that and make this a ball game deep into the fourth quarter, Maynard-Jackson hasn't had to do that much heavy lifting and see teams take them down to the wire. So it'll be important for Cartersville to do that.
Kyle, before we run out of time, though, let's jump over and touch on some of the boys' semifinals that you want to highlight.
Of course, Wheeler versus McEachern. Wheeler, we know, is very good in 7A, but Ace Bailey is one of the top players in the entire nation going to Rutgers for McEachern. That will be a fun one to look at. If you're looking at a contrast of styles in Class 6A, you have Jonesboro, a physical football team, going up against a high-octane scores of Riverwood. Riverwood's had two kids score, I think, over 40 or 50 points in a game in the postseason this year between Karis Bilal, who's going to Vanderbilt, and J.R. Leonard. Both of those guys are just elite offensive bucket getters. And I'll give you one more matchup to keep an eye on. How about let's go down to Class A, Division One, somewhere that I will be at. Mount Vernon, they play Mount Pisgah. These two teams hooked up earlier in the year in their region. Mount Vernon's the number one ranked team in the state. Mount Pisgah is only 14-17, but they had some injuries. They played a brutal non-region schedule, but now they're rolling. They've been in the top 10 since. They are the four seed. They've been on the road every single time, and it kind of is a little bit scary for Mount Vernon maybe because remember last year they got to the Final Four. They got beat by the four seed Kings Ridge from their own region that went on to win the state title. A little bit similar, don't shoot the ball quite as well as Kings Ridge, but Mount Vernon's going to have to play well to beat Mount Pisgah yet again.
Real quickly, Kyle, we love a tournament Cinderella story. Do you have one going into the semifinals this weekend?
I guess on paper you could say Mount Pisgah just because of that record, but It's been pretty much status quo when you look at a lot of number one seeds that are on the board. But I will give you one team that is somewhat of a number one seed, but I feel like an upset type candidate. Warren County, they beat Christian Heritage 64-56 in the Sweet 16, and then they went and they defeated Portal in overtime at Warren County 76-74. A team I had not been ranked in the top 10 in Class A Division II all year long, but Warren County at home, two huge wins heading into the Final Four.
About 30 seconds here, Kyle. Tell us where you'll be watching tonight and how we can find all your content.
Yes, you can tune in to listen to my interesting voice on the NFHS Network. I will be at Georgia College these next 2 days as a color commentator for Class A Division I and Class 2A, all 8 games throughout the week. And then, of course, sandyspiel.com, all the information you need available will be right there. And look for live updates, Kyle Sandy, on Twitter, of course.
He's Kyle Sandy. We'll visit with him again next week here on Bartow Sports Zone.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. Nothing goes better with bracketology and March basketball than a hot pizza, delicious wings, and our award-winning knots. Check out our tournament winner and pizza of the month, the Pesto St. Angelo, for only $9.99. And for you wing lovers, you know wings aren't just for football anymore. They're the foundation of any good basketball party, and we have our own Sweet 16 flavors to choose from. So come watch with us on Old Allatoona Road or order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
Do you see yourself traveling, working part-time, or moving someplace warmer when you retire? Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, wants to help make your retirement goals a reality. He can help you figure out where you are today and how to get where you expect to be. Working together, you can plan for what you want and be ready to take on anything unexpected along the way. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back, everyone, to Bartow Sports Zone. Thank you for joining us this morning. Charles Wilson here. We want to thank Kyle Sandy from the first half hour for joining us this morning. And now we welcome in our second guest of the day, Matt Thompson, the head baseball coach of the Cass Colonels. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Charles. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Zone and back to Bartow Sports Zone. Let's start with the look at the early portion of your schedule thus far. A couple of wins over Paulding County, some losses to bigger schools in Sprayberry and Norcross, and then you split games at the Pickens Mountain Classic, beating St. Francis, but a loss to Hebron Christian, and now you've split a couple of games with Adairsville. Just kind of walk us through the early part of that schedule and how things have been going. Sounds like a little bit of a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, we've been alternating wins and losses so far, you know, kind of back and forth, like you said. It's been overall, though, you know, we've either been tied or had the lead in every game we've played, and usually late as well. So, you know, we've been competing, and that's been something that's been nice to see. When we've gone down, we haven't gotten phased. Like last night, we went down to Adairsville. We immediately came back and scored a couple of runs to make it a one-run game. We weren't able to pull it out, but we do compete well, and I'm proud of the guys and the way they never give up, and they don't get too phased this year. You know, they're a veteran group. Most of them all played varsity a lot last year, and so they've seen it all before, and they just keep working, and they don't let much affect the way they compete or getting two up or two down.
Yeah, one of the things about the early part of the season is, from a coaching standpoint, I guess, is the experimental portion of the early part of the season. You got to find who can stand up to those pressure situations, who can perform, and then you've also got to define some roles during the early part of the season. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've, especially with our pitching staff, we've been really deliberate about how many pitches and innings we're throwing. You know, we're not letting nobody's thrown over 65 pitches yet. We're really being careful how we stretch them out. You know, our goal is March 19th is when we start region schedule. So we want to be firing on all cylinders then. So with our pitchers, we've been getting a lot of guys work. We've got a couple of guys that we're working back slowly from injuries. And then defensively and offensively, just kind of seeing who's who's able to perform in those different situations. You know, right now, obviously we want to win every game, but it's really about finding our best mix for when region play starts, you know, to meet the goals we have of trying to make the state playoffs this year.
I'd say you've been fairly lucky with the weather so far. Just the Wednesday rain out with the game with Central of Carroll. Any idea yet when that might be made up? I know you've got to go down there next week and making up that game.
Right. We are supposed to go down there next week. As far as making up last week's, it's tough because they start their region schedule a little bit before we do. And, you know, we have 10 weeks to play 30 games. So it's usually three games a week, and it's hard to play four for a lot of us with our pitching staffs and stuff. So we've been throwing around some dates. We're not sure yet if or when we'll be able to make it up, though.
Yeah, and a lot of folks don't realize you get into the region schedule, you're saving those arms, too, for those important region games. So kind of difficult to squeeze in those makeup games, but we'll keep everyone updated on BartosSportsZone.com. You had a big walk-off single earlier this week from Caden Roberts to beat Adairsville. I know you talked a little bit about the game from last night, but touch on that game for us.
Well, it was a great game. You know, we'd gone up early, and then we let him kind of come back. But like I said, we didn't get phased. And Caden, he's our heart and soul. He's our senior leader. He is the biggest supporter on the team. You know, when we voted for team captains, everybody voted for him. He was like the one unanimous vote getter. And he was the guy we wanted up in that moment. You know, they chose to, you know, walk Chase Tatum to load the bases, which, you know, strategically is the correct decision. Load the bases, get the force play. And but we had full faith in Caden, and he definitely came through for us in a big way. And, you know, he last night he was our pitcher. He kind of had a bad fourth inning, but I told him, hey, man, you're our heart and soul. We're going to go back to you 100 out of 100 times. And, he really is. We love Caden, and he came through big time for us.
A couple of minutes here before the first commercial break, touch on the coaching staff. Tell us a little bit about who those guys are and their responsibilities in your program.
So I'm super blessed with my coaching staff. It's mostly the same as it's been the past couple of years, but Jamie Gaddy is my top assistant and pitching coach and knows more about baseball. If it's playing the game, working the field, anything there is, he takes care of all of it. He's amazing. Brett Gaddy helps us out. He coaches our infielders, does a great job with that, and coaches first base. And then Tyler Washington does our hitting and also coaches third base. And he is a really our vocal leader as far as the coaching staff goes. You know, I'm more of a quiet reserve type, but he really gets after it, keeps everybody focused and engaged. And then on the Thomas Brown and AJ Diaz help us on the JV level and varsity level too. And really my whole staff, they do a great job just pushing the players, loving the players, and making sure they stay focused and trying to get better every day.
Well, we'll focus in on some of those individuals on the roster after the commercial break, but we want to let everybody know you have remaining non-region road games at Central, Cahulla Creek, Rockmart, Campbell, April the 3rd and the 4th. You're at Athens Academy and a doubleheader with Oconee County. And then some remaining non-region home games with Campbell and Lafayette. And hopefully you get to make up that game with Central of Carroll at some point down the line. Let's let Alan know that we're going to jump over to our first commercial break just a touch early so that we give you plenty of time to talk about roster. So we'll take a timeout here on Bartow Sports Zone and be back with more from Coach Matt Thompson.
Sponsors of the Elite Athletes of the Month, Elite Stone Supply at Baker Road at US 41 North is your local authorized Husqvarna dealer. See Elite for all your landscaping needs and check out the inventory of mowers, tillers, trimmers, and blowers. Need pine straw, mulch, sand, topsoil, rocks, or landscaping boulders? How about cultured or natural stone? Elite delivers with tons of options. Across from Racetrack, just north of Cartersville, on Facebook and at EliteStoneSupply.net.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. Nothing goes better with bracketology and March basketball than a hot pizza, delicious wings, and our award-winning knots. Check out our tournament winner and pizza of the month, the Pesto St. Angelo, for only $9.99. For you wing lovers, you know wings aren't just for football anymore. They're the foundation of any good basketball party, and we have our own Sweet 16 flavors to choose from. So come watch with us on Old Alatoona Road or order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Charles Wilson here visiting with Coach Matt Thompson of the Cass Colonels baseball program. We will remind you again, you just heard the promo from Matt Santini. He'll be down at the University of West Georgia later on today to bring you the Lady Canes as they take on Jackson of Atlanta in the Final Four of the girls Class 5A state playoffs. And we'll have all the action for you here beginning at 12:45 on WBHF. And, of course, we'll have all the updates for you on BartowSportsZone.com. We're visiting with Coach Matt Thompson right now of the Cass Colonels baseball team. Coach, baseball is pitching, hitting, and defense, obviously. Everyone knows how important pitching is and having a stable of arms to throw strikes in high school. Who are the key arms for the Colonels this year, and have those primary pitching roles been developed yet?
So right now, our kind of three main starters that we're kind of looking at, you know, as we go through the non-region and getting close to region, Hunter Lovett, he's also our starting catcher. He's usually our Tuesday starter. And then Trenton Payne and Caden Roberts are will be our Thursday or Friday starters. All three of those guys, they throw strikes. They pound the strike zone, and that's what we preach is throw strikes. Let our defense work. Let's just don't give up free passes. You know, we would rather them hit the ball all over the yard than we just walk or hit batters, you know. So those guys pound the strike zone and they compete well. And they love to get on the mound and have the pressure on them. So we love having them out there.
Behind those guys, you got to have somebody because you got to fill some innings. Sometimes you got to eat some innings. Who are some guys that are going to take on those roles for you?
So Justin Peace has been big for us this season so far. He's been striking out a lot of batters. He comes in and he has his curve. He's been working on his curveball, and it's been pretty nasty here lately. Jacob Johnson is someone who has come on for us this year. He didn't play last year, but he's come back out this year and he's been good for us in relief. We're working Devin Hutchinson back from some injury. Hopefully he'll be back soon, ready to get back out there. He was our closer last year, and he loves those pressure moments at the end of the game, the high leverage situation. So we're excited to have him back out there. You know, and Jesse Moctezuma, who's our shortstop, he's been throwing some for us as well. He gets a lot of ground balls and pitches, you know, doesn't waste a lot of time, a lot of pitches. And so we love having him to compete as well. It's really been a team effort. There's not a lot of them, but we trust all of them, putting them out there and saying, hey, go out there, throw strikes, and just give us a chance.
The middle of your defense, it looks like you've kind of settled in with Moctezuma at short and right at second base, Tatum and Hutchinson in center field, and Lovett behind the plate. Share with us a little bit about their defensive strengths first and then what they provide offensively in the lineup.
So, yeah, definitely. And one thing, actually, last night we tried Nick Wright out at third base, and he made some amazing plays. We were just kind of changing some things up, trying something out, like you said, being experimental. And he might have found him a spot over there for the next few games at least. He played really well at third. But, yes, that kind of the core middle of the defense, you know, Chase Tatum, who just got an offer from Indiana for football, he can go get it. And we love – he's patrolling the outfield. He's got great instincts, great first step, and a great arm. He handles it out there. Devin, who plays center when Chase pitches, also does a great job. And Hunter behind the plate, you know, we have full confidence. We let him work, let him call some pitches, let him do some all kinds of stuff to run our defense. And then Jesse's really the heart and soul of that defense. He keeps everybody focused. He keeps everybody motivated. And he's been making a lot of great plays this year as our senior shortstop.
Well, we covered the middle of the defense. Now, just very quickly, touch on the corners in the infield and the outfield.
So, at the corners, we've been working Luke Hollis at first base a lot, and then Connor Jenkins plays our left field. Devin plays right when Chase is in center field. And they all, you know, defensively, we talk about do your job, make the plays you're supposed to make, and they do a great job of that. Offensively, you know, Chase and Hunter – and Jesse, they all get on base a ton. They're at the top of our order. Jesse, Hunter, Chase, top three. They get on base over 400, you know, over 40% of the time. And that allows us to really set the tone for the middle of the order. Caden, it's been hitting cleanup for us, been driving in a lot of runs. And then Nick and Connor coming in behind him. And we've really been, you know, experimenting with the bottom of the order, but we've had some guys come through. Devin's bat started coming through. He's had some big hits the past couple of games. Last night, Trenton Payne was our DH, and he had a big double to drive in a run there after we'd gone down, or to start off the inning after we'd gone down. And so the bats are starting to come together. That's something we really focused on in the offseason. And right now, if we look at our numbers this year compared to last year through 8 or 9 games, we are better in every category. So they've really been putting in the work, and it's starting to show off some. And we're excited about continuing to improve as the season goes on, because we want to be playing our best ball at the end of the year. That's been one of our goals that we focus on this season.
Well, Region 7, 5A, down to just 5 teams this season, with Hiram opting to not play a region schedule. It doesn't make things any easier for you. Cartersville's the number one ranked team in Class 5A right now. Multiple top-level college prospects throughout their lineup. You've got Dalton and Woodland with quality lineups and pitching, and, of course, Calhoun with that long tradition of winning baseball. 30 seconds here, Coach. Talk about Region 7, 5A and the task that you've got in front of you.
It's a tough region, no doubt. And we just go out and compete. Tell the guys, you know, we got to play every day. Can't take any days off when it comes to region play. We're all going to compete well against each other. I feel like we all match up pretty well with each other. And it's going to be a battle every night, and we're excited about it. My group, I love my group. I love my guys, and I tell them every day there's no other group I'd rather go compete with. These are the guys that want to be at Cass High School, that have stuck with us for 4 years, and that have wanted to compete and play together. They support each other, and we're going to go out and do our best to achieve that goal of making the state playoffs this year. And we're excited about it. You know, 2 crosstown rivals in the region. It keeps the games very interesting. Dalton's going to be a good matchup. We're excited about the chance to go and compete and show everybody what we've been working on.
It's Coach Matt Thompson, head coach of the Cass Colonels baseball program. We want to thank you for joining us this morning, Coach.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
To win in sports, you need to adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you create a game plan for your financial goal. He'll help you look at the big picture and help you plan for your future. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Elite Stone Supply can meet all your needs for outdoor lawn supplies and power equipment, but did you know they repair and service small engines? From string trimmers to lawn mowers, Elite has experience, tools, and service to keep your equipment running. Elite Stone Supply, with Husqvarna mowers and everything you need to keep your property in great shape this season. 9 Baker Road and Joe Frank Harris Parkway, just north of Cartersville, across from Racetrack. Online at EliteStoneSupply.net.
Hi, this is Charles Wilson of BartowSportsZone.com, inviting you to join us each Friday morning from 7:10 to 9 a.m. for the Bartow Sports Zone radio show. We'll interview local coaches, visit with sports personalities, and discuss the hot topics in the world of sports. So join the Bartow Sports Zone team Friday mornings on WBHF and keep up with your local sports news at BartowSportsZone.com.
Good morning, friends, and welcome back to Bartow Sports. I'm Charles Wilson here. We've got David Coleman on the Zoom connection with us this morning. Alan Sanders back in the WBHF studios. We want to thank our first two guests of the morning, Kyle Sandy from SandySpill.com and Matt Thompson of Cass Baseball. And now we'll focus in on today's Final Four game for the Cartersville Lady Canes. We've got Coach Charisma Boykin on the line, head coach of the Final Four bound Lady Canes basketball team. Good morning, Coach. That has to sound pretty nice.
It sounds really good, Ashley, just hearing from you. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you with us. Welcome back to The Zone and Bartow Sports Zone on WBHF. And congratulations again on a special tournament run for you and the Lady Canes. We congratulate you. After a runner-up finish to Dalton in the Region 7 5A tournament, you now find yourself in the Class 5A Final Four with that same Lady Cats team from Dalton. I would say that means your region competition was pretty good preparation for this state tournament run.
Yes, sir. Going into the region, and me and Dalton's coach is really close. We talk a lot. And we definitely, like, predicted this. I still have my Final Four and the GHSA, just the bracket to where, you know, I kind of manifest things to where I knew we would be in the Final Four and in position to play for a state championship game. So I think we both knew, and we do a lot of homework, and we put these girls in a great position to be successful and to go far. So I'm not shocked, to be honest.
Well, you got Dalton on the horizon out there. It might be an opportunity to see them just one more time.
One more time. And, you know, if that opportunity presents itself again, we'll be ready.
There you go. Well, we also know not only about your region, but we know that you played a challenging pre-region schedule. Kind of set this team up back in November and December for this kind of competition. Share with us some examples of how those early season lessons against some really tough competition have now benefited this team at tournament time.
To be honest, I think as far as the community and, you know, even my parents, with just me presenting the schedule, they were like, what in the world? You know, we was on the road a lot, and we played a lot of 7A, 6A schools, really good teams. And I knew that, you know, our region, for the most part, I knew we had Dalton and Calhoun and Hiram, but we needed more experience. And I had at least, you know, I feel like I had a veteran team, and I wanted them to be prepared for a situation like this. I knew the potential just coming off of last year and us losing to Midtown. My girls were, you know, they were unhappy that we got put up. So I knew I wanted to put them in position, you know, to be prepared and to play the best. And I always do that. And rather people understand it or get it. And a lot of people didn't agree with it at first. And I think now they see, you know, the outcome of it. And that's why we're in the position that we are today.
Yeah, a lot of folks, they get focused on the wins and the losses, but as coaches, we focus on the development and the growth that we see through that competition. Talk a little bit about the support that's out there and the fan base and how that has grown throughout the season.
Oh, my God. Comparing it from my first year to now, it's almost overwhelming. from text messages, calls, emails, even visits. Like, it's been amazing. Even sponsors now. I had a hard time getting sponsors and stuff like that. And people are just willing to buy in, to help us. It's been an amazing experience. And I'm so grateful that my girls, and especially my seniors, they've seen both sides. I remember when I got here, you know, we only won 6 games. And now, we in position to like play in the Final Four game. So they've seen everything. So I'm grateful. I'm so grateful.
Well, you've enjoyed state tournament wins now over Cambridge at home, 62-48. Then big road wins in overtime over third-ranked Jefferson, 66-64. And then this past Tuesday at 10th-ranked Harris County, a one-point game, 47-46. Talk a little bit about the atmosphere at each of those games and how you've had different players to step up in each of those games.
It's been amazing because I have 3 seniors. And first game, Ansley Griffin stepped up. Last game, Tab Bradley stepped up. I have 1 senior left, so I'm hoping to God that Nyel Kemper steps up today, and I really believe it. She's been having a great practice these last couple of days. And it's so funny, and like they have kept their composure the last two games. And we've been preaching and talking about this all season. Even, you know, I tell them all the time that basketball is a game of runs. And they've been so mature when it comes to that. And a lot of people are like, you know, coach, you know, you need to use more timeouts. I'm like, no, like that's the only way they're going to be able to grow and to get through things. It's almost like adversity, like what you're going to do when you get hit in the mouth. So, and I have a lot of young girls, and this experience is just helping them. And I'm just excited.
Well, I think we've unveiled a little bit of a game plan today for Coach Charisma Boykin. She's going to lean on that third senior to come up big as the Hurricanes take on Jackson of Atlanta. Now, we won't put any pressure on that young lady. I know it's a team and you've had some balanced efforts, but we'll talk more about the matchup today with your opponent out of Atlanta when we come back to Bartow Sports Zone.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Georgia at highschoolofficials.com.
We're visiting with Coach Charisma Boykin, head coach of the Lady Canes, as they get ready for Final Four action today down at West Georgia. Matt Santini will have the call for you. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 12:45 here on WBHF, so you can listen live on the radio, and you can also catch us on the new WBHF app. Coach Boykin, let's kind of backtrack just a little bit. First round over Cambridge, a completely balanced attack offensively. Five Lady Canes with 9 points each, and Zoe Shiflett grabbed 12 rebounds in that win. That was a different kind of game than the other two in the playoffs.
Yes, sir. And I think we play our best when we are playing fast. And I knew going into Cambridge that, you know, that we was a lot quicker than them. We like to get up and down the court and score fast. So I think my girls did a great job sharing the ball and getting the ball up the floor. Let alone with these last two teams, I think they understood the assignment with how we play. And, you know, we just had to adjust. And, you know, and we play their game, they play our game. So I think that's why it was kind of close. We did leave a lot of points out there. We missed a lot of layups, a lot of mental lapse, but hey, I'd rather get through it and you know, be playing for the Final Four, so I'm not complaining.
Well, let's go back to that big win at Jefferson. Of course, that was an overtime victory. Ansley Griffin is the one that came up with the big scoring night in that one, scoring 29 points. KK Arnold had 12, Nyel Camper with 10 in that win over the Lady Dragons. That was a team that had had a lot of success, and you handed them only their fourth loss of the season, a big win on the road, and kind of I guess your biggest confidence builder so far.
Yes. That game showed how much heart, and I think that was the first time we've seen that all season. I don't know if it probably makes sense to others, but I really feel like we've started playing our best basketball in the playoff. And we've been trying to get the whole contribution and the collaboration from everybody on the team. And to be honest, which I still feel like we haven't reached our peak yet. We have so much growing space and so many things that they can do. And we see a lot of it in practice, but we just got to put it all together to where we play four quarters. I do not believe that we have played four quarters yet. Hopefully it come out today. But, you know, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I will take my team over anybody. And because I know their capabilities, I know how hard we work. And that's a lot of my talk in the timeouts. Like people, I tell them a lot of people don't get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and have a 6 o'clock practice throughout the season. They're not grinding in the summer. 5A schools are not playing 7A schools in the non-region. So I just feel like we put a lot of work in, and that's why we are successful today.
And then again, earlier this week, the big game at Harris County, you pull it out by 1 point. You had a really big game and a big fourth quarter out of Taft Bradley. And then the one part that I think I would like to hear you focus on is the defensive effort Ansley Griffin gave you in that game.
Ansley is a totally different player than her sophomore year. I've had her 3 years. And I think she even loves the game even more. Just coming into and getting this job, that's all I heard was Ansley was a shooter. But now Ansley makes it her business to guard the best player on the court. And I'm a defensive coach. And that's, you know, that's how I was brought up. And, you know, coming from Carrollton, that's what we did. And even the last week and a half, I've never seen Ansley Griffin this focused in my life. And I told my team that during film session. She doesn't talk. She doesn't say anything. It kind of worries me a little bit, but that's how focused she's been. So the effort from all the players on the defensive end has been amazing. And I can tell during film sessions how locked in they are. So we have to play just like today. They know, you know, what's expected. And Maynard is very talented, and they have a few players on there that can get to the cup. But my girls are prepared to guard and to defend today.
Well, you mentioned it. Now you take on Maynard Jackson High out of Atlanta. The Jaguars, the number two ranked team in Class 5A, heading into the postseason. You take them on this afternoon at the University of West Georgia. Jackson overpowered the number one team, the Union Grove Wolverines, 80-55 in the quarterfinals. That was only the second loss of the year for Union Grove. The Lady Jags come in at 27-1 on the season. You've been successful defensively in the tournament. Jackson has done it with offense. They are averaging 77 points a game in three tournament games, 80 points a game for the season, and they're giving up just 42. What can you tell us about this Jackson team and their personnel and what to expect today?
Yes, they're a very talented team. They play fast. They press full court man-to-man. The key that I told my girls today that's going to put us in position to win this basketball game is boxing out, rebound, and do not turn the ball over. We have to keep our composure. I do feel like we for sure can't let them score 80 points. so we talked about that this week, you know, limiting their shot attempts and getting out on the shooters. But to be honest with you, I feel like people don't play defense like we do. So, you know, and I understand the score against Union Grove, but I feel like Union Grove don't play defense like we do. So I don't look at records. I don't look at, you know, they beat our tail earlier this season. But to me, to be honest, like today, everyone is 0-0. So we want all the smoke.
Well, Cornish, the point guard, is their leading scorer, 15 points a game. But she's also one of the things I wanted to point out, she's an 84% free throw shooter. So not only do you have to challenge her, you can't foul her and put her on the line either.
You cannot. She is a player. And I've watched her even in the summertime. And me and their coach have a great relationship as well. He actually is best friends with my high school coach. So we talk often, but she's a great player. She can get to the cup. She also can shoot the ball. So we just have to, you know, keep her in front of it and remain solid, you know, and just definitely maintain everyone else. But she can definitely get points.
20 seconds here, Coach. For most of your players, it'll be the final or the first game, rather, in an arena-type atmosphere. That's a little bit different kind of shooting background. How do you get your players ready for that difference?
I tell them, you know, today is another day, another game. We're here and to empty the tank. And I told them, you know, just play with confidence and just understand it's us. And we are the only people we need to be worried about. We don't need to be worried about even winning or losing. We just got to get out there and play.
She's Coach Charisma Boykin, head coach of the Final Four-bound Lady Canes this afternoon. We'll have coverage here on WBHF beginning at 12:45. Coach, safe travels and good luck this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate y'all.
Coach Charisma Boykin, head coach of the Lady Canes. We'll have that coverage for you later today on WBHF.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. Nothing goes better with Bracketology and March basketball than a hot pizza, delicious wings, and our award-winning knots. Check out our tournament winner and pizza of the month, the Pesto St. Angelo, for only $9.99. And for you wing lovers, you know wings aren't just for football anymore. They're the foundation of any good basketball party, and we have our own Sweet 16 flavors to choose from. So come watch with us on Old Alatoona Road or order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Glad to have you with us on this Friday morning. And it's a Final Four Friday morning for the Lady Canes of Cartersville High School. They'll be taking on Maynard Jackson High School out of Atlanta. They'll be down at the University of West Georgia in Carrollton to take on the Jackson Jaguars. We'll have pregame coverage for you beginning at 12:45 here on WBHF, with the tip set for 1 o'clock at West Georgia's arena. So if you can't make your way down to support the Lady Canes, we hope you'll tune in here on WBHF. Or also, you can find us on the new WBHF app. Real easy to load to your phone, and you can take a listen right there. And it's a nice little convenient tool that we've now added to the repertoire here at WBHF. Charles Wilson back with you, along with David Coleman on the Zoom connection. We have Mike Garcia and Alan Sanders back in the WBHF studios with us this morning, our BSZ bench warmers. And I want to return our visit to our Mount Rushmore in sports conversations, and we'll kick this one off with the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves and spring training have just gotten started. Really no specific criteria here other than they were involved with the Atlanta version of the Braves franchise. I'm going to ask each of you to tell me who you might put on your Atlanta Braves Mount Rushmore, but I'll start it out. And I'll tell you that I think the first two are really easy for me. The third one, I'm not sure how you separate these guys. And then the fourth one, it's really hard to come up with how you might do that. But Hank Aaron and Chipper Jones, to me, are automatics. I think those two are the easiest to pick as far as longevity with the franchise and what they gave to the franchise over the years. And then somewhere for the next two, if you can only have two more, you got to pick two of the three, Smoltz, Maddox, or Glavine, the pitching trio that was so dominant with the Atlanta Braves for all of those years. And then the honorable mentions in there, you've got Phil Niekro, you've got Dale Murphy, you've got Andrew Jones. And then if you just reach into the dugout in the front office, you might even talk about Bobby Cox as a manager and John Schuerholtz as a general manager. So the Mount Rushmore of the Atlanta Braves, I think, starts out pretty easy, but then, like all Mount Rushmores within sports or any topic for that matter, the carving off of the last one or two always becomes real difficult. So I'll turn to each of you now. David Coleman on the Zoom connection, who's on your Atlanta Braves Mount Rushmore?
Man, that is so tough. Obviously, Aaron, you have to put Aaron on there. Bobby Cox, you have to put Bobby Cox on there. He took a dismal franchise and turned it into the class of baseball for 20 years. And then, you know, like you said, it gets tough. Murphy for me, because he meets all the character qualifications, and he was a great player with absolutely no protection in that lineup. Unbelievable what he accomplished in his career. And then, you know, like I said, they got all those pitchers. I guess I would probably have to fling Smoltz in there just because of what he accomplished. You know, the only player ever with 200 saves, 200 wins, Cy Young, and the reliever award. Those would be my four, I think. Sure. Aaron, Cox, Smoltz.
And sure, of course, Smoltz separates himself from the other pitchers in a way because he did it in multiple different roles as both a starter, a power starter, and a power reliever. Alan Sanders, who makes your Atlanta Braves Mount Rushmore?
All right, well, much like you guys, you can't leave Hank Aaron out. I mean, just a legend. Probably if you were to go throughout the entire lineage of all the cities and the over 100-plus years of Braves, he'd probably still be ranked number one on almost anyone's list. So Hank Aaron, number one. When I started really getting into the Braves, it's really hard to pick of your top three of the pitching rotation of Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddux. But if I have to edge one out, I'm going Greg Maddux. So Greg Maddux will be on there. And then looking back a little bit in history, I'm looking at Cy Young Award winners. I think you can't ignore Warren Spahn and then Phil Niekro.
Oh, yeah.
So those four. And then if you're going to do an honorable mention, certainly Bobby Cox deserves it. I kind of looked at players versus coach or manager, but obviously Bobby Cox did a lot to put those personalities together. And 14 pennants in a row, not a bad record.
We've got two guys that kind of grew up in the Atlanta area. We've got Alan, who came to Braves fandom a little bit later in his journey. And then we get the Miami perspective from Mike Garcia. Mike, you're Mount Rushmore of Atlanta Braves.
Okay. So basically, my Mount Rushmore here, it would have Hank Aaron's head on top, and then you'd have three more heads underneath there. so, yeah, he's definitely number one. If you take Atlanta out of the equation, I would say Spahn 2, Eddie Matthews 3. But if we're gonna keep it to Atlanta, I'll say number. And I'm more of a longevity type of guy, so sure. I like Phil Niekro, I like Chipper, and I like John Smoltz. I mean, Greg Maddux, you can't deny what he did. I mean, 11 years for the Braves is a long time, but Smoltz was pitching for the Braves for 20 years, so that's why I give him a little bit of a nod there. So I'll take Hank Aaron, Phil Niekro, Chipper Jones, and John Smoltz.
Outstanding. And it's interesting that all four of us had our own list and for various reasons. And that's the reason, I guess, if you're doing a Mount Rushmore, you really can't put criteria on it as you pick out your four selections. An interesting conversation there. So we'll have another one when we come back here on Bartow Sports Zone.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Georgia at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Charles Wilson here along with David Coleman on the Zoom connection. We have Alan Sanders and Mike Garcia back in the WBHF studios. Glad you could join us this morning. And we want to remind you that we do have high school basketball coverage for you this afternoon. We'll start it with some pregame coverage at 12:45. Matt Santini will have all the particulars for you and all the action for you from the University of West Georgia as the Lady Canes advance to the Final Four to take on the Maynard Jackson Jaguars in a big state semifinal game in Class 5A. Bartow Sports Zone brought to you by Elite Stone Supply, Derek Strange of Edward Jones Investments, St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station, and Three Way Campers. And we jump back to our Mount Rushmore conversations here in this home stretch of BSZ. We want to talk about your Mount Rushmore of golf. And I know Alan Sanders is just shaking his head back in the studios because he's not into golf the way some of us are. But I'll give you my take on who should be on the Mount Rushmore of golf. And it's much like my other takes. I'm going to bail out just a little bit, but I'll tell you that the top three, for me at least, I think is pretty easy. And I think you'll hear a different perspective from David here in just a minute. But I go with Jack Nicklaus, 18 majors, 73 PGA Tour wins. Tiger Woods with 14 majors, 79 total wins and counting. And Ben Hogan, who had 9 majors and 64 wins. I go with those as my big three. And then it becomes very difficult for that fourth selection. You got Bobby Jones with 4 U.S. Opens, 3 British, 5 U.S. Amateurs, which was part of the Grand Slam at the time and the British Am. And he was a winner of the Grand Slam of golf, retired from competition at the age of 28. But then you've got Sam Snead with 82 wins, 7 majors, Byron Nelson with 52 wins and 5 majors, and of course, Arnold Palmer with 62 wins. And of course, Arnie's army of fans was surely great for the game of golf. I guess if I had to pick only one to be that fourth installment on my Mount Rushmore, I'm going to go with Bobby Jones, because for his era, he was probably one of the most well-known athletes, much like Babe Ruth, one of the best-known athletes in the world at his time. So I'll go with Nicklaus, Woods, Hogan, and Jones. So that leaves out some great golfers over the decades, but that will be my pick. David, let's turn to you. You're Mount Rushmore of golf.
Well, picking players is tough because generation to generation, the equipment's changed, the ball's changed, blah, blah, blah. You don't know how one group would do with the equipment that was available. So I look at impact of the game. So Vardon, Harry Vardon, we're still talking about his grip. He changed the game. Bobby Jones had 2 ticker tape parades down New York. I think he's the only person to ever have 2 as far as athletes go. So those 2 are givens for me. And then Nicklaus, he did it across 4 decades, won majors 60, 70, and 80, excuse me, 3. I believe, did he win in 59? No, he lost to Cherry Hills to Hogan. Or no, he beat, I can't remember. He might be 4 decades that he won a major. Can't be. So that leaves the 4 spot, and there's so many deserving in that. But I'll have to side with you, and I think Hogan coming back from the accident that he had would be there. You know, Tiger, obviously the most dominant player of his era, but, you know, anytime you've been beaten up by your wife with a 4-iron, that kicks you off my list.
The character.
So I'm going to go with those 4.
Mike Garcia, we'll let you jump in here with your Mount Rushmore of golf.
I, like Alan, am not very qualified. It is embarrassing because I grew up mostly in Palm Beach Gardens in a development called the PGA National.
Sure.
And I never took to it. I mean, obviously, you got to take Tiger and then Jack Nicklaus. Outside of that, I mean, Snead, Hogan. But again, I'm not very versed into to golf there.
Well, it's an interesting conversation and one you can have with your buddies out there. The Mount Rushmore of golf, and we cover the Atlanta Braves this morning as well. That's going to do it for this edition of Bartow Sports Zone. Don't forget, high school basketball later on today, 12:45. The Lady Canes take on the Jackson Jaguars in the Final 4 of Class 5A. We'll see you next week here on Bartow Sports Zone.